you Becklin.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood.
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Vlasic shoots and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Back to life, back to reality here on a Monday morning at SAP Center's sister rink, Sharks Ice at San Jose. The men of teal are on the ice, and tonight they take on the Los Angeles Kings after a wild and woolly weekend, which featured Joe Thornton having his jersey number 19 retired forever. The great Legends game on Friday. Drew, you and I were on the bench for that. Just an amazing, amazing weekend.
It was fun. It was a fun weekend. I know I'm going to sound like an old man, but I don't care. They don't make them like that anymore. The guys are great. All those guys. It's funny, when we walked in right away to the dressing room before they even got out on the ice, hours before they got out on the ice, the chirping had already started from guys that Alex Daylock and Jason Demers and Danny Heatley and all kinds of the great memories and fun. And then the Legends game was hilarious. It was a great time. We all knew Joe Pavelski was going to score in that shootout. All knew it. I guess it's Pavs. And then the ceremony was great. You and Randy did a great job, and Joe knocked it out of the park.
It was really incredible, and of course, we all know he's kind of a big softy with all the tears and everything, but how about all the other guys that were expressing their emotions in this event?
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? And, you know, I was really impressed that the Sharks and the Buffalo Sabres, the current Sharks and Buffalo Sabres, came out and watched that whole thing. And hopefully what those players got out of it was a couple things. Number one, to value, even cherish, this time you've got in the NHL. You think it's going to last forever, but it doesn't last forever. And also, what it takes to be a real team. Yes, the San Jose Sharks with Joe and Patty and all those guys didn't win the Stanley Cup, but you rattled off the stats of how many games they won during that time, better than anybody in the National Hockey League at that time. And it takes that kind of love. It takes that kind of dedication to each other. But we also heard the stories of how Joe was very, very stringent on holding guys accountable. It wasn't easy. Jason Demers said, I've never gripped my stick so tight at playing with Joe Thornton because Joe demanded lots from you. So it was a great evening, and it was fun after talking to everybody. It was fantastic.
Wonderful for the Thornton family, too. They were all there. Dad Wayne and Mom Mary, they've seen us on the road so many years,
everywhere.
Driving everywhere. Yeah. They just packed up the van and off they went. And that's the kind of life it is in the NHL. It takes a family commitment to be great.
Yeah, absolutely. And I remember Mr. and Mrs. Thornton. I got a ride from them once from Buffalo to Toronto to the airport.
Because, really?
Yeah, because I was going back to Saskatoon. I can't remember why, but they said, well, come on, come with us. And popped into the vehicle and drove through Niagara, and they were such great people. And the only place they didn't drive to was Winnipeg. Every place else they drove to. Never got to Winnipeg. I'm going to leave it at that, but that says something.
Hey, I'm not going to add anything to that. All I'm going to say is I think that this whole weekend event, not only was just great for the family. I mean, Tabea was so proud, and you know, the two kids there, that was incredible. But it also is a great message to the current generation of players. And that's why I was impressed, as you were, that Lindy Ruff had all the Buffalo Sabres out and they all had their Sabres suits on, you know, the track suits, and sitting back in the background, a little unobtrusively, but we noticed.
Yeah, very, very classy. And I talked to Lindy after, and Lindy, as I was coming downstairs after you guys had wrapped things up, I saw Lindy. And, you know, we all go way back with Lindy, and he's one of the great ones in the National Hockey League. He said, damn it, buggers almost got me crying too.
That's typical Lindy. He's just such a warm guy.
Great.
And somebody that I think did a pretty good job with his team the other night. Mm-hmm. The Sharks, however, made a couple of key errors, One of the things that they did, you know, they turned over the puck on the shorthanded goal. Don't have to go through that. But beyond that, they just didn't connect on the power play enough. And had they done that, they would have won the game.
The only consistent thing about the San Jose Sharks lately, and I hope this doesn't sound too cruel or too critical, is their inconsistency in games. Now, we know there's going to be times when you have momentum and times you don't. And we know what Ryan Warsawski said about it. We've uttered it hundreds of times already this season about simplifying your game. But their inconsistency at getting the momentum and maintaining the momentum is one that is something that they have to fix. And it can't be fixed by coaching. It has to be fixed internally by the players, holding each other accountable like Joe Thornton held guys accountable. You've got to understand your situation. Sometimes instead of trying to make a play, make the right play. And the right play when things aren't going well is pucks behind the defense. Power play wasn't working, and when your power play is not working, you know me. Although I did the first power play, they did get shots, but I want to see more shots on the power play. I want to see simplification on the power play. I want to see numbers coming up with speed on the entry of the power play. But again, it's the inconsistency of their games that's causing them to be, right now, losing better than they did last year. And they've got to make sure that we turn this into some wins. I always hate it when there's a full crowd and the Sharks come up short.
That really bugs me, yeah. Too. And, of course, it bugs the players, too. They would like to give the fans a lot better. And, of course, that's nothing you have total control over. But one of the most interesting things I found out this morning is that Fabian Zetterlund's first National Hockey League game that he ever played was against Joe Thornton. Fabian was on the fourth line for New Jersey, and Joe Thornton was on the fourth line for Florida. So they were playing against each other. And the first thing he said was he noticed how big he was and he couldn't miss the beard. And he said, this wasn't like this in Sweden.
Is that why you did the celebration? Here's the, when he scored?
Yeah, that's exactly.
He had the beard and then he pointed up to number 19. I think Joe Thornton watching Fabian Zetterlund play now. And, you know, Joe was notorious for holding guys accountable. And when you hold guys accountable in that setting and being the type of alpha dogs that they are, It can get pretty intense. I don't know how much Joe would have had to go after Fabian Zetterlund as far as being intense and being able to work for everything. Because Fabian Zetterlund has been so impressive since he came to the San Jose Sharks and how he has worked to be a Shark. From coming to New Jersey and having trouble settling in, to people questioning, geez, was this the right move, to staying, working out even more. He's in better shape now than we've ever seen him. And the way he's performing, that guy is, he's got a motor, man. He's got a motor.
The other thing that's going to happen, it looks like, is Yaroslav Askarov is going to get the start. Vitek Vanacek backed up the last game against Buffalo, but it looks like they're going to go with a three-goalie rotation for the time being to give Askarov a chance for a start at home.
Exactly. And give Askarov a chance to show, okay, he is the real deal. He is a guy. Like, you're going to get your taste. So this is all in the plan for the Sharks. It wasn't the plan that Vitek got hurt. It was the plan for the Sharks to have Yaroslav get some time.
Looks like Henry Thrun's going to get back in on defense. Jack Thompson, a couple of tough moments. But all in all, I like Jack Thompson's decision-making process. He's a young, developing player. Same thing with Henry Thrun. These are guys that are going to have their ups and downs, and they got to go through it. And so tonight's a classroom night for Thompson, and it's a work night for Henry.
Yep, absolutely, and perfectly put. I think that Jack is got so much upside, and what a player he's going to be. And we know what about Henry, and Henry needed a couple of days to watch the game because he had some tough outings. And that's the great situation the Sharks have for having the defensemen that they have, that Mike Krier has been able to load up this team and put them in the situation. But again, we go back to on the ice, what are you going to do? And the thing is, for Henry, close quicker, be simple, make sure that you are physical, physical, physical. That should be his number one thing because we know he can move the puck.
LA Kings are a tough out. They've got Kopitar, they've got Kempe, they've got lots of missiles, but the Sharks are going to have to ward off those missiles and do a really good job tonight because this is an important week. We've got the homestand for three games. We've got Ottawa coming in here on Wednesday. And then Friday, we start a home-and-home series with the team going up against Seattle at home and then on the road. And then we're on the road for a while. So they got to make some hay.
Absolutely. You're 100% right on that. This week is huge before we hit the road.
We'll see how it all breaks out. But right now, we've got the Sharks getting set to get back off the ice and get back to the bed and get to sleep and then get back on the ice tonight. How many times do you shower during a day if you're a player?
During a player, you're 1, 2, 3, easy. 3 minimum, because you shower, a lot of guys shower before they get to the rink or at the rink, then they shower after practice. Some guys shower before the game. I know there's about 4 because I have to walk through the dressing room, and then they'll shower after. So probably 3 or 4, yeah. Yeah. Who was it? Was it Pete Stemkowski said the biggest pain in the rear end was showering every day is made for like having 3 or 4 showers every day?
That he did say that, and in fact, he was right. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock tonight with all of the exciting play-by-play. That's it for the Morning Skate today.
This is a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.